B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's your announcement?
First time I'm really feeling good this week.
Really?
Like it's taken a couple days like that. It's what, amazing.
What felt wrong before?
Just tired, sluggish. Your head.
Cold.
This song, I put a little pep in my step. I feel really, it's about as good as I felt this week. Right here. Right now. That's it. And I'm excited to hear what good news you have to offer.
Well, you guys love it when I have bad news. Nothing makes you happier than when things go badly for me.
And then Stupid said something in there that he said he's guessing what.
So Tom Morgan has a guess as to what my good news is. T-Bone, what is your guess? You don't want to?
I don't think it is because you just referenced that thing a minute ago.
It's not a letter because he said it's
you
a text.
You referenced the Masters.
He said he got a text.
T-Bone thinks it's the Masters?
Yeah, you referenced
dumb
that
guess.
On the air.
Bad
this
guess.
Is why it's a bad
this
guess.
Is why,
guess.
This is why you shouldn't gamble.
Hardy wouldn't have referenced the Masters if that's what it was.
It comes in a letter. We open the letter. Right.
That would be amazing if it was, though.
Hold on.
Okay, well, it's not.
Hold on. Okay. Popped out. We're ready.
You're all right?
Yep. Got so excited I knocked my cord out.
No, and it is not my We Regret letter from the Masters. It has nothing to do with the Masters.
Well, what is it, then?
Okay, here's what it is.
Okay.
That's coming, though.
What is it?
Remember Columbus Day weekend?
No.
Yes.
A long time ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Saturday of Columbus Day weekend.
What was it?
I lost something.
What'd you lose?
I went to play golf. Just on my own. Quick 9 holes. Teed off late.
What'd you lose?
4:45.
A golf ball?
No.
Putter.
Golf ball. In my pocket, I put the key fob for my truck, the pocket of my rain jacket.
You lost your key?
Lost my key. Went out, walked 9 holes, finished right at dark. I played in 1 hour and 15 minutes. I get off the course. Where's my key? Not here. Oh, new truck, new keys. What do these keys cost, Beetle?
They're like $357.
Right?
Crazy
right?
expensive.
Right?
$357.
Like, oh.
Zoe apparently knows exactly twice. What a Ram key fob costs.
They say to me, do you want to go back out and look for it? I said, well, number one, it's dark. Number two, I'm not going to be able to cover all the ground that I just walked. They said, well, you can take a cart. And I'm like, that doesn't even really help me. I mean, it could be on a tee box. It could be just off the tee box where the rough begins because I'm walking and carrying my club. So I'm going, you know, places where carts don't go. I'm like, this doesn't help me. Sunday morning, well, you can come back. Yeah, I could, but the mowers are going to be out. And
you need a tile, bro.
And look, there's people on the golf course. I can't walk the golf course and go be out there looking for my key. So it's gone. And to make matters worse, when I call home and ask Blondie to come bring up the other set of keys.
Did she know you were golfing?
Help me out. Yeah, she knew I was golfing.
I don't know if you're sneaking away for 9.
No, it's 6 o'clock on a Saturday. Silly me. Of course she's got a couple of glasses of wine in her and can't come pick me up. Responsible.
She was
I'll
hammered.
Give her that.
So who brought you your keys?
Nobody brought me my keys. I took an Uber home, and then she had to drive me back to the golf course the next day with my other set of keys to pick up my truck, which I've been driving around with one key. Like, you got to get another. I know I got to get another. I'm going to wait. I received a text 15 minutes ago.
Yes.
Key was found in the grass in the pro shop. Grounds crew found it this morning. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 days later, the key was found.
There have been some heavy rains.
Don't worry about the rain. Heavy don't worry rains. About the rain.
So, I couldn't be more let down about an announcement.
So not only is it a letdown of an announcement, do you think it still works?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I left my phone out in the rain. It works.
See that? And if it doesn't work,
does it, though? But does it?
I'll take it, and I'll stick it in a bag of rice.
I'll stick it somewhere.
I had such higher expectations for this announcement. I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, this is great.
That's a $300 swing in the kid's direction.
Yeah, no,
everything's coming up party.
No, that's wonderful.
Bad things happening. You're like, I thought it's like something really, really good was going
to happen. You have to go to a dealership. They got to put it in the old laboratory and recode and spend all the money and time. And nope, none of that.
The best part of this story is Hardy's still not going to the Masters.
Right.
You know,
no, yeah.
And you sound like an idiot because you're still sick.
This is the party story.
As are you.
Yeah, but I don't sound like Tom. Tom got sick last Saturday, and he still sounds like a dope. I got sick, not even sick, 2 days ago. Everything's coming up party. This I should be homesick today. I don't feel that sick, especially now. What else you got?
You should pick five teams tomorrow. We'll go do five picks tomorrow for the parlay.
I already took the Patriots. I'm already taking
the
Patriots.
Come on, world.
I got New England.
You should start giving a motivational speech today.
So
riding this high.
So thank you to the grounds crew at the Cape Club of Sharon for their conscientious work. They've been out there scouring the grounds.
Conscientious work.
They've been looking for it. They've been on the lookout for it.
You know what that groundskeeper did with that key, right?
It took him 12
days. You know what he did with that?
Went into the parking lot and see if it worked on any car or truck out there.
Beep, beep, well, beep, beep. He's looking for someone out there.
Maybe to see if I was there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wonder if Mr. Poole is at the club today. We'll go look. We'll see if he's here.
This would never happen at a public course. You belong to a private club, and this is why your key was found. You take care of the members.
Can't afford a private club. Can't afford a new key.
Right. Maybe if you'd have told your wife, hey, just come meet me at the club, you could have five more glasses of wine and get more hammered. She maybe would have picked you up.
I've used that discretionary income toward a golf club this year, not toward extra keys, okay? It's all about allocating resources.
You don't buy clubs. Come on.
Did you put the golf clubs in the trunk of the Uber, or did you put them on the side of the Uber?
Toward the membership at the club. Of course I don't buy golf clubs. What's the matter with you?
I was going to say.
No, Hardy rents his locker at the club. He doesn't take his clubs home.
No.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. I don't know what they do with them.
Oh, they just take them from you and they put them away.
That's right.
Yeah.
See?
They put them in the back.
That's how he's able to ride an Uber home.
They have a bag
room. From the golf course.
They have a bag room, dummy.
Oh, no. That
would be what I would be wondering the whole time. All right, am I going to get a car that I can put in the back
seat? I'm not
sure you order an Uber X.
Cleaning the shoes. Find his keys, that son of a bitch. Get his shoes.
My discretionary income has gone toward membership this year, so I did an Uber pool to get home. It took about 45 minutes. And I had to wait there.
There were six other strangers.
Other people go from Sharon to Canton. But
hopping on the tee with the golf clubs.
Worth it, though.
That's everything coming up hardy, though.
Everything's coming up hardy.
Okay. If you say so.
What's your good news today?
Yeah,
I got great news. Want me to tell the story again?
No.
I thought my news at the beginning said it was better than his, and I felt great. I felt better today.
So it feels great.
Yeah, that's his good news.
Yeah. I thought this segment had potential.
I thought it did too. You oversold it.
You know what it was? It was during a break. Like, we had to sit for 2 segments and wait because he wouldn't give any hints. So we're like,
now that everyone's feeling so good, let's bum everybody out with what Adam Schefter's saying about Tom Brady today.
All right.
Because this guy is doubling.
It's all about finding balance.
Tripling down on Tom Brady.
Finding more
balance.
Have
you heard him, Zoe?
Yes.
Schefter's on a mission to convince everybody that Tom Brady is walking out the door. The more I hear this, the more suspicious I am of everybody saying it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
But here's the thing. you know, the New England Patriots are looking at a time. This window is, how many more years is it going to be for Tommy? Is this his last year?
I think it's going to be his last year in New England. I mean, it's shaping up that way. We'll see.
You know, and I don't disagree with you, Adam.
Okay, that's from yesterday, a podcast, well, actually a couple days ago, right?
It dropped sometime after the Sanu trade. Monday night or Tuesday morning.
Adam Schefter's podcast with Scott Pioli. So Scott Pioli's on board with this being Brady's last year here.
Is this his last year?
I think it's going to be his last year in New England. I mean, it's shaping up that way.
And Pioli,
we'll see.
You know, and I don't disagree with you, Adam.
Okay, so Pioli doesn't disagree with Schefter. I think it's that way. I think it's that way. Like, okay, we know. Calm down. So Schefter's very adamant about this. Again, I know the Mike Hurleys of the world are writing their stories saying, media cycle, blah, blah, blah. Schefter's been saying this. Really? Has Schefter gone on a press tour for a week straight barking about Brady leaving? Something's up, guys. Even if it's just Brady pushing it on people, trying to create this illusion. Something's going on. Okay, so that's Adam Schefter, very close to the team, very tapped into the team and the player and everybody involved, right? I like to say he's the preeminent NFL insider, breaks more news than anybody, better connected inside the league than maybe anybody who's currently in the league, because he's got the channels of communication with players and league executives and owners and coaches. He crosses those sort of lines that even people in the league's front office maybe don't cross as frequently as he does. So Adam Schefter says that. He keeps talking about it. Scott Pioli, former director of player personnel for the Patriots, someone who knows Tom Brady, knows Bill Belichick inside and out, is saying, yeah, I don't disagree.
I love how these older guys that have been attached to the program still call him Tommy. Like Charlie does, that Scott does. Tommy.
So those two guys are on the podcast saying that. Then yesterday, Felger and Maz, Paul Perillo, employee of the New England Patriots. I joke, Paul. But Paul had this to say. This is Paul Perillo's opinion on it on Felger and Maz yesterday.
You know, I think there's sort of three scenarios, right? I mean, retire, stay here, or go somewhere else. I have stay here as third on that list.
Really?
I think retiring would be first on my list, but I think there's and I would never have said this, in the past of him going somewhere else. I never really thought that was a realistic possibility, but now I wonder. Now I wonder. And to your point, I think, Tony, you brought up the 2 years and 60 or something like that. I think if they offered him something like that, I think he would stay, but I don't think they're interested in offering it to him. I think they want to go year to year, and I think that sort of has ruffled his feathers a little bit.
Paul's mind has been changed, as he told you himself. He puts retirement number one on the list.
I agree with that.
He puts retirement as the most likely. Wait,
I agree
whoa.
With that. Yeah.
Wait, you do? You
if
think
they win,
the most
if they run a table and win
well,
it? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You can't.
No
you
way.
Can't
right
assume
now,
that.
Today.
What?
Today.
Right now, without knowing if they win it.
Oh. I don't. He's not going to retire if they don't win it.
Okay. I mean, I put the most likely scenario is him playing for the New England Patriots next year.
I mean, if I could throw that caveat of winning it and retiring, I'd put that one.
Yeah, but if you play it out the way Paul just did it about, you know, what Brady would want in order to stay and play, then I swing in that direction too. The one that Paul's talking about and Schefter talking about, his deal is up. Play till the end of this year. He's gonna want it. Doesn't sound like he was thrilled, or maybe it was fine. This is exactly what he wanted. This is what we talked about. It's like, why would Brady agree to something like this? Because he only wants to play one more year. And just go ahead and do whatever you need to for those other years. I'm only going to play one more year. And it doesn't have to be out of any animosity or anything else or not being extended beyond that. He's going to be at an age, and he is poised to get himself back right into the hunt for another Super Bowl. Their favorites right now. If he were to do it again, I not only understand it, but I would support it. You get to go out on top. It's not going to make Patriots fans happy. Yeah. It's not going to make for a better football team. But
next two games, I've been told, are unattainable tickets. This and the Cowboys. You got five home games left and what, two? How many playoff games? Two?
Five and two,
they
Jim?
Have to win.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay, so now you're saying he's retiring?
No, I'm saying if they win the whole damn thing, I think retiring is in play. Big time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, without knowing that.
I'm starting to think, get a coin out for the other ones. Like,
all right.
Listen to how he talks. Listen to his tone.
All right, well.
He's clearly pissed about something.
Schefter's got him elsewhere. Pioli doesn't disagree. Perillo's got retirement as the number one option, and he's got staying here out of the three options as third. This morning, Schefter, back on ESPN, continues down this road and says something eerily similar to what Paul said yesterday. Listen to this.
I would just say, look, there are three options, right? He's either staying in New England, he's retiring, or he's going to go play somewhere else. I would think of those three. That staying in New England, to me, would seem like the least likely option of the three. But we'll see.
The least likely option of the three.
I think you could go any which way. I think all three are in play. But I think it'd be more likely that he would retire or even perhaps move on than it would be to stay in New England. We'll see.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Shefty ball.
We'll begin with...
Wow.
Shefty ball.
Wow. Perillo and Schefter have him staying in New England next year as the least likely thing that happens with Tom Brady.
See, that's...
And Scott Pioli doesn't disagree.
That's where I part company with
Holy
him.
Holy smokes.
I put retirement as... the most likely. That's the based on what his contract is, based on what he's done with the house and all this. You factor everything. Factor everything. What he's already accomplished in the league, what he's poised to accomplish again. I factor all that in. Yeah, he would step away from the game. I still put number two, him staying with the Patriots. What's he going to do?
His last three off seasons have totally sort of crippled going somewhere else because he has to stay there and build it, you know?
Go play,
which I don't think he's ready to do.
Go play in Tennessee because they're going to offer him a bunch of money. So he can then do what? Go 8-8?
Would she like living in Chicago?
It wouldn't be 8-8 with him.
But it's on the table.
Does that guy want to go play for Nagy? What are you going to do, go to Pittsburgh?
There exists the possibility.
Charlotte.
If he plays for New England again next year, is there any chance they go 8-8?
No.
Does Miami have the balls to go after him?
If he goes and plays for a different head coach in a different system with different guys all around him.
He's not playing for any different system. If he goes anywhere, it's him.
Okay.
It
will be his system, but a different environment and everything
learning
else.
Learning some new offense.
Do his odds of the number of wins go up or down if he goes to a different team?
Down.
Right. So almost immediately you put yourself in a more vulnerable position to tarnish your legacy.
See, I think we're
at this stage in his career, what are we talking about?
We're in such a now time where that's the thing that's the most fresh, right? Like, what do you remember? What do you remember the most about it? Do you remember the six or seven championships, or do you remember, oh, he went here and they ended up 4-12?
No, I'm not saying that, like, history would remember that, but in this moment.
We live in the moment now.
Yes,
that's what we do.
Yes.
It won't get remembered.
Our heroes are different
It won't
now.
Get remembered, and if there's $60 million there to do it, he might do it.
Tough to convince yourself of that in the now.
See, they're not going to go. That's the biggest thing I think you know here is they're not going to go the 2-for-60. They're in year-to-year because they broke his balls over the extensions, or not the extensions, over the unattainable incentives from 2 years ago, and then he got a little bump this August.
It sounds like it's a money problem. It's a fight about money.
What's the dead money if he walks next year?
I don't know.
See, that's like,
does it matter?
Well, it's cap wise, it matters, right?
Matters to the team.
Well,
matters to the team.
The money doesn't change whether or not he walks. The money is already done.
Yeah. There's got to be some dead money next year.
There already is, but that doesn't change based on whether or not he's here.
No, I understand. No, I'm saying if he goes.
But if he goes, it would change what the team might be willing to do in order
to... Like, you'd lose him, plus you're still paying for him.
It's 13.5 that he's on there for next year.
And no Brady.
Yeah.
And they can spread that out over 2 years, I guess.
Oh, can they? That's fun.
Great. I'm not concerned with that.
Falcons are, what, $20 million over already next year?
Now they're 15 after trading Sanu.
Oh.
617-779-0985. Perillo and Schefter.
Wow. Okay. Shefty balls.
We'll begin. One and the same, those guys. Very similar, those two gentlemen. 617-779-0985. What's up with Josh Gordon? Why'd the Patriots cut him? We'll get in on that and your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I said before the break, why'd the Pats cut Josh Gordon? They didn't cut him yet. They're going to cut him. They're going to release him. They put him on IR yesterday. That's where he currently is. He apparently doesn't agree with it just by the looks of his Instagram. Doesn't appear he likes the decision, Zoe.
I don't think he feels he's very hurt.
I think he's against it. You think he's against it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems he's against the idea of going on IR. So we're going to follow this one over the next, I guess, week before the Patriots decide what happens with him. But our guess is they keep him around and then they let him go after the trade deadline passes, when every player is then subjected to waivers, which means he goes through the waivers and teams will put claims in him, you know, put claims in on him based on where they are in the standings. He goes through the waiver order. That would be the reason to do it the way they did it. But what the hell happened there? I can't believe it's just football or it's the knee. And according to multiple reports yesterday, Gordon is almost a go. And we'll know. We'll know in a matter of days if he was a go. Once they release him off IR, you'll know that he's healthy.
He was at the first walkthrough. Was that practice?
Yeah. And was running at times at 22 miles an hour on the treadmill yesterday. Yep.
Yeah, all that. Tells me it's off-field.
You think he gets picked up? Claimed?
Yes.
Yep, I do too.
Absolutely.
Someone will want him.
Or else they would have just flat-out released him. They know that. Because any team could just pick you up after Wednesday. Next Wednesday, starting next Wednesday, he has to clear waivers.
So we got that in the mix, and also this Brady stuff that Adam Schefter is very adamant about. Wants to really bring that up to everybody's attention. Really wants to make that clear. James in Maine. James.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey.
Hi.
I watched, you know, I respect Schefter and I follow him on Twitter. And, you know, the talking, you know, the puppets on the network stations that talk about all this stuff, you know, they've been talking about this for 5-6 years. I just want people to remember that Schefter, next year when Brady is back, or if he is back, that Schefter is also part of this fake news now. Because I always felt like he, you know, he reported what was coming on. He didn't really speculate. He was very, you know, I trusted what he said, and now he's just throwing stuff at the wall and hoping it sticks.
What if he's right?
I'm kind of disappointed in him. If he's right, then he's right. But if he's not, he's just as much as he's just like everybody else.
Okay, and if he's right, then James, you call back and celebrate Adam Schefter as the best reporter in the game. That goes both ways. You can call back if he's wrong and say he had it wrong. He was leading us to believe something was going to go one way, and it didn't. And if he's right, you can call back and say, wow, that guy really knows his stuff. He is dead on. You can keep score.
He hasn't really doubled down or like said, James, you know, like he's leaving.
James, there is nothing wrong with keeping score.
Yeah.
Why are you protecting Schefter? He's pretty adamant about what he's saying.
Yeah.
He is putting Brady coming back as
dead
last.
But he still has a caveat in there. When you look at
him, he's trying
to,
but
yeah.
You don't have to give him that benefit of the doubt.
I don't know.
James in Maine does not have to give Adam Schefter the benefit of the doubt on this. No, he doesn't. James, if Brady's here next year, you can call up and bitch about Adam Schefter. Yes, you can. You have a right to do that. Schefter keeps repeating this over and over and over again. He wants to keep bringing this up, wants to keep making this a central talking point of his, that retirement and elsewhere are well ahead of him returning to the Patriots next year. So if either of those other two things happens, you can call back and bow at the altar of Schefter and say how great he is.
You know, I think there's sort of three scenarios, right? I mean, retire, stay here, or go somewhere else.
I would just say, look, there are three options, right? He's either staying in New England, he's retiring, or he's going to go play somewhere else.
I have stay here as third.
I would think of those three. That staying in New England, to me, would seem like the least likely option of the three.
It's Paul Schefter. Adam Perillo.
And Zoe said, I agree.
And then Zoe said, I agree. And...
yeah, I kind of agree. It's going to be a fun day.
Did you all get the same text?
No.
So just to be clear, you think
but
it's...
But Zoe keeps like adding been, in this caveat telling... of, well, when they win the Super Bowl...
Yeah, that's okay. That's where walk-off. Right. That's okay. Walk-off.
All right. But, let me,
but if he doesn't walk obvious. Off... You
okay,
see, you
they don't win the
it's...
Super Bowl. They lose in the AFC Championship game. Then what?
Where's the game played?
You think he's...
Foxborough.
Watch him after that game.
What?
Watch him walk off. Does he stop? Does he admire the building? Does he head straight
well, no,
in?
No. Forget about what happens?
I don't want to deal with this day. I don't want to do this right now.
Well, he was... What? You don't happening. Have to deal
good.
With it.
He felt good.
I just want to know what
ago.
It is you think is going to happen.
I felt so much better twice.
I just said to Hardy in here, this is an uncomfortable thing to talk about as Patriots fans. Like, it's uncomfortable for a lot of people.
Okay, so if you're going to that game, then do you handle things differently?
I don't know.
Or do you get after
you? You're going to be there.
You get that place freaking rocking.
You're going to be at the game. Are you going to handle the day differently?
Maybe you just show them it's just not
are
another day at the office.
Are you handling the day differently?
Let's go. Let's go, man. Embrace this thing then. Let's go. Get him back.
Zoe's been telling people that get your tickets for the last five games
today. Why are we on the road? And then every time the fourth quarter starts, a Brady chant starts on the road.
Zoe told people to get their tickets for the final five games today.
Did you hear that?
Did everyone hear that? So told everyone, get your tickets. Hey, and good luck getting your Cowboys or Browns tickets. These ones are already banged out. Hard
gone.
To get.
Those are gone. You ain't getting any if you ain't got them already. And that laugher that people think, oh, it's the giveaway ticket, that Buffalo game. Really? Like, that's a laugher anymore?
I don't disagree.
So don't give that away for Christmas presents?
So, no. So you hearing this? I don't disagree.
Keep those for yourself.
Get your
Pats
tickets.
You may want
those
for Christmas.
Hardy, are you following this? I don't disagree with these guys. And get your tickets and appreciate Brady. That's what Zoe's saying today.
Yes. I'm getting that, and this is the other thing I'm getting. I want to nail you down on right now. If he doesn't walk away, let's say they lose the AFC Championship, he's got more to prove. You are of the belief that it is more likely he plays somewhere else next year than in New England.
I'm starting to think that, yeah.
See, to me, that's the story. Because he's not going to play forever. At some point, he's going to be done playing football. But I have operated.
He's not walking away. He's not walking away losing. I know that.
I have operated under the belief that he would never play for another team other than the Patriots. And now you're saying not only is it a possibility, but it's more likely he plays somewhere else next year than plays in New England. That's what Perillo said. That's what you're saying.
I think it's becoming more and more clear that this battle, if it's a battle, it's about money more than anything else.
It's about money and happiness.
And I never thought we'd see the day.
And there's more people in his life that control things than they did 15 years ago, I think.
Saying she's a problem?
No, you say that.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying that. What if she doesn't like living here? I don't know. Like, think about it.
People. You said people. I mean, controlling things.
Okay, we're supposed to happen, 4 years ago? Nope, we're still going here. You know, I don't know. He always says that. You got to fill that bucket up. You got responsibilities. You reset your priorities, right? You sit there and you ask yourself, what are we doing this all for?
I mean, he's going to be done with this by the time he's 45 years old.
Yeah.
Can you just hang on a minute?
I would like to think that. I think 45 like, comes quick, honestly, but when you're living it, it doesn't.
You got a lot of good years ahead of you. Can you hang on one quick minute here? Most people don't have the option to never work again after the age of 45.
Who's had it better than you people for the last 20 years? I'm telling you, you watching, you listening, all of you. And if you're a fan of any of your sports teams around here, you've had a pretty damn good run.
We understand that.
Who's had it better than 20
Nobody.
Years?
Nobody. And?
Nobody.
And?
So get your tickets and start appreciating.
You're saying you should share the wealth a little
bit? I'd say enjoy it,
Let the people in Tennessee feel
don't
this
sit
way?
Here, don't sit here and just assume he's coming back. Like, oh, that's all we do. Don't worry. Tommy will bring us back next year. Tommy brings back that. We're going to make another run at it.
No, but I
can't. Stacked.
No, but I think I and a lot of other people assumed, of course, it's going to end at some point, but you're not going to have to watch Tom Brady play for another team. No, I don't believe that. I still don't believe that.
Michael Bennett's unhappy. We'll get to that coming up. More of your calls as well in the 1 o'clock hour, 617-779-0985. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The phone number. Pete's in Delaware. Hey, Pete.
Hey, I got to go through.
What? Pete!
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Pete. What
the hell are you doing?
Sorry, I thought you were going to break my bet. Hey, so about Brady, as far as Brady goes, you're right, Beto, it's all about money. Look at the money you got these quarterbacks like Goff and Wentz getting. They haven't done anything. And Brady's always been waiting and waiting. And you know what? This is a way to drop interest from teams that may be on the edge of being competitive to see if, you know, Brady can drive up the price to put pressure on the Patriots. That's what I think it's about, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's coming down to money. I think that's what this entire battle, again, I call it a battle, a back and forth. I think it's about money. That's what's becoming more and more clear. Money.
You know, and I think
does it surprise you, though, that at this stage of Brady's career, it's about the money?
Yeah, it does, because it's never been about the money.
So that's why I don't buy in on that either.
Who's his tight end? Who's his other wideouts other than Julian? You know, he sits there and looks at it. And I know you're going to say, well, N'Keal Harry's the number one pick. They try and, hey, last three draft picks in the – the last three number one picks have been obviously Sony Michel, Isaiah Wynn, and N'Keal Harry. All three offensive guys. So don't, you know, people are going to try and spin it that they're not helping him. But he's looking at it as pro type guys that I need to throw to late in my career. And I've done everything to give back. It could be about money. And he's never been about that. I just think it's about being treated fairly. You know, for what you get. I mean, it's four or five Super Bowls in the last 5 years. How many of those other guys can do that?
All right, let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in the head coach and sporting director of the New England Revolution, Bruce Arena, joins us now. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, you sound good.
Yeah, you know, I think it was a good first season with the Revolution. I think we have a great future.
It was a really good match Saturday in Atlanta. How did you feel about the way the team played?
You know, despite the fact that we didn't win the game, I was pleased with our performance. You know, we played the defending champions, and you know, we went toe to toe with them for 90 minutes. And a break or two going our way, we could have won the game. So I think they played well, and they showed a lot of improvement since May.
Anything you wish you would have done differently in that game? Ask coach.
Yeah, sent someone in to score a goal. That would have helped. But I think we basically planned very well for the game. I think the players executed very well. And in soccer, unlike a lot of other sports you're familiar covering, one play could be, you know, the difference in the game. And it certainly was. And, you know, we fell short. But I thought the performance by our players was very good.
How do you take, you know, the strong finish this year and what you guys were able to do in turning things around and sort of build on that into the offseason and into next season?
Well, we're real excited. Actually, our coaching staff would love to start preseason right now. We had such a good working relationship with the players, and we're excited to get back on the field with them. But we obviously were able to evaluate our roster. We know the areas that we'd like to strengthen. We've started to recruit some new players for next year, and I can promise you that we're going to put a better team on the field next year. So we're all really excited about it.
That's right around the corner, too. You got the trade window coming up. A lot of people think you guys get away from it when you're done, but you get right into it this next month. Fair to say that?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, we have the trade window. We have what we call an expansion draft, a protected list. There's two new teams coming to the league next year in Nashville and Miami, so we have to expose some players to the expansion draft. But we feel we're going to get out of that in good shape. And then we have options to exercise for our players and then continue to sign other players. So I think there's a lot of work ahead over the next 6 weeks or so. And, you know, we're going to keep working to make the roster stronger.
So there was a battle at the keeper position to begin this season. Matt Turner emerged as your go-to guy, finished fifth, I believe, in the Keeper of the Year standings. Is it fair to say that there may not be such an intense battle for the position at the start of next season?
Well, you know, the company line is, you know, we have competition in every position. But in all honesty, Matt comes in as the number one keeper, and we certainly expect him to be our number one keeper when we open the season. Buchanan will be in.
Knighton
will be an excellent number two for us. We'll probably have a younger goalkeeper as our number three, but Matt has proven to be an outstanding goalkeeper in the league, and we think the combination of Turner and Knighton gives us a really good pair of goalkeepers.
If I go back to what you said a minute ago when you said there's a lot of work to be done, how much roster turnover do you expect there to be this offseason?
Well, I think we can bring in anywhere from 3 to 5 players that can challenge to be in our first 11. So, you know, we're going to make some improvements for sure, but, you know, majority of our roster will remain. And if we can supplement that roster with some better quality, I think we're going to have a really good team in 2020.
All right, Coach, we really appreciate talking to you throughout the course of the year since you got here, and good luck this off season. We'll see you around the block down there.
Well, thank you. You gentlemen have been so nice to me this year. I really appreciate it. I look forward to working together in the future, and then you guys being really critical about the fact that we're not getting it done and we got to do it better. So I look forward to ongoing relationship.
All right.
Is that how you know you made it around here, is when all of a sudden you start getting killed?
I can't believe you guys criticized the Patriots, so I can't wait to get some of that.
All right, good. All right, good. Awesome. All right, Coach, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
All right, Bruce Arena. I love that. You know you made it when you start getting killed around here.
Right.
When you're the Patriots. Yeah. It's 7-0, and everyone's bitching about you.
Happened with Brad Stevens. Everyone loved Brad Stevens, like to a man.
Boy, sure did, huh?
For like 4 years,
Mr.
it's like
Butler.
Hey, you got to do a little better than that, pal. Come on.
Now, given where the expectations were at the start of the Rev season and where they ended up,
it's tough.
Hard to be critical of that team.
It's tough to be critical.
Hard to be critical of that coach and what he did.
And that loss Saturday in Atlanta, that was a good match. They stayed with it. He said it. They played those guys toe-to-toe for practically the full 90 minutes, and it was a one-goal game, you know.
Bruce wasn't here at the start of the season when we had those critical shows about the refs. We had a couple of those shows in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember the day we took the calls on the refs and
let
the refs fans get their say?
Oh, yeah.
Because people were calling for that. Said, okay, we'll do it, and we did it. And they had their say, and they were very, very mean.
I did an event last night with David Andrews.
Yeah.
And afterward for the Okers company there.
Okers.
That's right. And afterward, a few people coming up, and everyone standing in line to get their autograph with David Andrews, who is awesome. But one of the people there came up, and you know what she wanted to talk about?
What?
Revolution. Talk about the Revolution. Season ticket holder. Talking about all that stuff. I mean, they're there for a variety of reasons, and David Andrews was, of course, the draw, but this team has gotten people talking about them more so than has been the case for years because of how they finished this season, what they did. They deserve it.
Michael Bennett yesterday in the Patriots locker room. The full Bennett. You got to hear this. You got to hear what he had to say yesterday. He doesn't sound like a happy guy right now. He sound happy to you?
No, doesn't sound very happy. Whatever you think. It's whatever you think.
You'll hear Michael Bennett coming up after headlines. No commercials.
Michael talks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.